Let's talk Dracula's. Dracula's is a show that has been synonymous with great night outs for many, many years. And sadly, it went the way of the West some time ago. And now it is back. It's playing at Palms at Crown Casino. And very soon we'll give you the chance to win a VIP double pass to go down and see Dracula's. But before we do that, let's talk to Christine and Mark. They love Dracula so much that they've seen this show 126 times. They're about to go and see it down in Melbourne, which will make 127. Good morning to you, Christine.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Now, you and Mick, your husband and wife, you're Ballarat locals, and you've got a bit of a thing for Dracula's, don't you?
Oh, we absolutely do.
What would you call it? Is it a passion? Is it a fetish? What is it?
Oh, I don't know about a fetish. It's just a place to go to when you know, all the dreary things you do all week, and they wake you up, and they're talented, and they're full of life, and they're just amazing.
Now, it's a dinner and show night out, and I must say, in my memory, I can recollect three times going to a Dracula show, and I believe they were all Rocky Horror Picture Show themed ones, and one was in Melbourne, two were on the Gold Coast in Queensland, but you and Mick, you've actually seen the show 126 times. That is quite phenomenal.
That's correct.
Can you remember the first one you saw?
The first one we saw was 22 years ago, 1999, and it was called Seven Deadly Sins.
Wow. What was that show about? Well, obviously it was about the seven deadly sins.
Well, it's a mixture. They have singing and dancing and comedy, and it's magic. Yeah, it's just amazing.
So how many times did you see it, do you think, as the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
About 10, I think it was.
And what other version? I can hear Mick in the background giving you some information there. Just ask Mick, what other versions were there along the way? Because I just remember Dracula's as being a dinner show that was the Rocky Horror Picture Show, or a version thereof.
Well, it was... Each show ran for a year, and then they'd change it, and it was different themes every time. It was just a completion of, like I say, comedy and magic.
Yeah.
It didn't actually run like a Rocky Horror Show every time.
Now, have you seen it 126 times in Melbourne or in Queensland?
123 in Melbourne and 3 in Queensland.
Wow, and you're about to make the 127th time down here in Melbourne at Palm Casino. I guess you've already got your tickets, have you guys?
I got them in December, love.
Of course you did. That is a fantastic story. Do you recollect, and I don't recollect when it actually wrapped up, because obviously it's being brought back to life. This is Dracula's The Resurrection Tour from May 20 down at Crown Casino. When was the last time it actually played out?
Oh, goodness me.
Were you at the last show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were at the last show?
Oh, yeah, they actually rang me.
Of course they did.
And asked us to go down, and we actually were invited in early so we could see all the old artists, come back and meet them and have a chat with everyone before the show started.
And I'm pretty sure you would have got some great photos out of that meeting as well.
Well, we got photos of every show we've been to.
Of course. Dracula's The Resurrection Tour from May 20 down at Palms at Crown Casino. To Christine and Mick, we thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with us here at 3BA. That is absolutely wonderful. And when you get to see it again, I'm sure you're going to have a great night. Thanks for being with us on the big show.
Certainly will. Thank you, love.